Welcome to PeopleTech, the podcast of the HCM Technology Report. I'm Mark Pfeffer. It's a funny thing how something like a pandemic can change the conversation in an industry. Here we are, almost 7 months into COVID-19, and the future of work isn't about blue skies anymore. Last year, everyone was talking about experience, AI, culture, and employer brand. Now, we're focused on remote work, workplace safety, and diversity. It's hard to tease out trends when so many pieces are moving. That doesn't mean folks aren't taking a stab at predicting the changes that will hit HR once the dust has settled. But no one can seriously guess or estimate what those changes might be. And all of this puts the people who make their living both building and buying HCM technology at a distinct disadvantage. Both developers and purchasers make their decisions based on guesses at what employers' needs will look like several years down the road. Trying to imagine what the world of work will look like in 2023 is difficult enough. Imagining it when the dynamics of December 2020 aren't clear is even harder. Over the summer, vendors began rolling out products to help companies reopen. In many parts of the country, there was a feeling that the pandemic would come under some semblance of control before Labor Day. But here we are, almost a month later, and most talk of returning to work has died away. Why? Well, for one thing, it's become evident that the timing involves more than safety protocols and business needs. The human factor is at play as well. As much as employees fear for their jobs, they're even more concerned about their safety. A second piece of the puzzle is less about workplace safety than family dynamics. Until schools reopen, many employees have no way to address their childcare needs. This means that a true structural change is beginning, one that will shift assumptions about where work gets done. Wittingly or unwittingly, employers and school districts have put workers in an impossible situation. LinkedIn found that 60% of employers won't allow working parents to change schedules in order to meet their children's needs. At the same time, many schools don't take adults' needs into account as they devise remote learning programs. Some ask parents to set aside 3 or 4 hours a day per child to supervise education. Technology can't be a solution to those problems, only a part of it. And even then, tools can't be developed until specific needs are clear. Most discussions on remote work center on things like digital collaboration and automation. However, there seems to be little discussion about how the workday can be structured to sync with the school day so that parents can be engaged by or even just handle both family and work. Given the recession, employers may feel they have more important things to do than, say, begin a dialogue with educators about balancing the working parent's day. That's especially true when all indications are the workforce is as productive or even more productive as it was before everyone started working from home. But HCM tech vendors can play a role here. Their products touch all departments within the organization and also handles activities from onboarding to communications to learning. Their solutions rely heavily on integration with other functional systems. They're in a unique position to understand the intricacies involved with recasting the workday and guiding all parties toward creating a reasonable approach. This has been PeopleTech from the HCM Technology Report. To keep up with HR technology, visit the HCM Technology Report every day. We're the most trusted source of news in the HR tech industry. Find us at www.hcmtechnologyreport.com. I'm Mark Pfeffer.